Take a slow, deep breath. As you inhale and exhale, become aware of your breathing. Relax. I know that I am pure spirit. I was created so. I have always been, and I shall always be. I am a part of that great, divine, infinite creator of all things. God is my father. God is my mother. God is my origin. Of him I am part. There is inside of me a place of ultimate security, of ultimate quietness, peace, and confidence. Where all things are known and understood. This is the great mind of God, the universal mind. Universal mind of God knows all things. Since God knows all things, he responds to me as I ask. He sent his son, a specially chosen son, first among all the children of God, who said to us, "Ask and you shall receive." Today, I am asking. This great mind of God knows the answers to all my problems, even before I ask. But God, in his wisdom, asks that I cooperate, that I seek the answers to the problems in my life. Yes, even now the answers are speeding their way towards me. There is no cause for struggle, no cause for worry, because when the time comes, the answers will be there. In the world of spirit, like attracts like. Therefore, I shall do all in my power, with all my mind and with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my soul, to attune myself to that supreme being we call God. And through the law of attraction, that which I seek will come to me. Everything in life that I need for my work, my fulfillment, that which completes me will come to me. I only need to believe. If I do not believe, then I place an obstacle between myself and the answers that are available to me. The strength of my whole life is in my belief, my faith. For faith makes wondrous things happen. Faith makes miracles happen. Faith makes the impossible happen. I know that this same God who is the source of my true happiness and my true fulfillment, has shown his love to me in many ways. I know it in the air that I breathe. I know it in the beautiful flowers, the trees. I know it when I see a stream, a meadow, a beautiful sky, a gorgeous sunset. Yes, I know that my God is near. I also know that my body is an expression of my spirit. Spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. My body is what it is supposed to be because it expresses me perfectly and completely. It is the tool, the instrument through which I live, I move, and I express myself. I must always see my body as perfect. Whether my vision does not appear perfect, or my back is not in perfect condition, or my heart does not beat regularly and in perfect condition, I will always see my body, my mind, and my spirit as perfect because they most perfectly express who and what I am. My body, brain, and mind are perfect instruments for me. Each one of us expresses that beautiful divine life within us through our physical form, that is, through our bodies. Our mind, which is the faculty of our intelligence, is a great gift that we have received. You and I were created as images of the perfect God, with a perfect instrument to serve him perfectly. Therefore, the Lord said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." We shall always strive to be more perfect. To be perfect is to be perfectly attuned. To attune all that I am and all that I have toward what is good, toward what is holy, toward what is godly. A meditation of my whole being, that is a holistic meditation, means that I give all. That I meditate with all my being, I become attuned to that great power that gives me life. My spirit attuned to the great God that is. I enjoy life because each day, for me, is a demonstration of the great and wonderful power that is within me. It is so incredible to believe, and yet I know that the kingdom of God is within me. It is such a wonder that such power has been given to me for good or for evil. This is a great power to choose God. I hereby, at this moment, dedicate myself to all that is good, to all that comes from my sacred origin, to God Himself. To bring about a life that is more attuned to His love and therefore to be a better channel in bringing about that peaceful kingdom of justice in which all things will be made new, in which all is attuned to the divine love, to the divine dimension, to the divine reality. I shall take a few moments now to see myself as I am and how I would like to be. I want to see my ideals clearly, that I follow in the footsteps of Jesus, the great master, greatest of all masters who ever walked the earth. Take your time. See yourself as you would like to be. God Himself is one of us. That is, He is within us. He expresses Himself through us. May the beautiful light of the Godhead be around me, in front of me, behind me, at my side, above me, below me, surrounding me with light. May I be filled with light. May I live in such a way to express His light. Only in this way can I be perfectly happy within where I am serene, where I am at peace, where I am sure. May I become whole. Wholeness is completeness. Wholeness is holiness. Wholeness is goodness. May I express that love completely, totally, through my body, through my mind. This is my desire. This is my goal. This is my ideal. To be a perfect instrument in this world of that great lover and creator. My light, my love, my God. I'm now going to count slowly from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, you will open your eyes and be feeling better, feeling in good health. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, feeling fine, feeling better, and feeling in good health.